Talk about the Greens, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.
Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Whiston. Self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you.
Before we begin, Lisa and Jackie would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and the places on which we record our podcast. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Sustainable You podcast. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm your other host, Lisa.
Welcome, welcome. So we have a special guest on the podcast today, which is Michael from Man Rags. Michael's going to tell you everything there is to know about Man Rags, but there's a little bit that we've kind of just been learning, which is pretty exciting. So he'll go into the full details, but I would ask Michael to share some of those cool stats around what you've recycled and all that sort of stuff, because you've probably got more current ones than what I've seen anyway. Yep. And I guess it's just a conversation for another awesome company that's looking at stretching their kind of sustainability practices and also that recycling. Oh gosh. I need a second.
Circular economy and sustainable recycling.
There you go.
Thank you. That's why you're the professional. And where does the amateurs? So welcome. Welcome to the podcast. So first of all, tell us, what is Man Rags? Who is Michael? Where's this all come from?
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me, and love the podcast. I could probably spend, an hour talking too much about Man Rags and our background and what we've done and what we haven't done and where we started. But essentially, we launched Man Rags 4 years ago, myself and my wife, Tina, off the back of a need for high quality premium socks. So I was living the corporate life, wearing, fun colored, quirky socks every day to work. We would talk about my socks in meetings as opposed to how to make millions of dollars from customers. And we began to notice, well, probably Tina more than I did, some quality discrepancies between, socks that we'd pay $15 for and socks that we'd pay $40 for. We thought maybe we can go out and, provide customers a great product. And because I was wearing them so frequently, we thought the model of subscription was the right model. And so we went out on, a product hunt, and we landed in Egypt, and I found myself working from home on a Thursday night, or from on a Friday, which would mean that on a Thursday evening, I would get on a flight, fly out to Egypt, meet with manufacturers, be back at work in Melbourne on a Monday morning.
Stop it.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I would sit in Abu Dhabi and on the way, and I'd spend more time in the air and on a plane than I did on land, actually. And it was kind of, how do we get the right product? How do we negotiate with the suppliers? We were only starting up, so quantity was, point of conversation. So anyway, we went through all those hurdles, and then 6 months in, we 6 months after kind of planning and setting it all up, we launched Man Rags as a you know, the world's first kind of premium cotton subscription club. It was a men's sock subscription club at the time. We had a really neat, slow launch, but we found ourselves growing in Singapore faster than we were growing in Australia, where we were based out of, which, you know, it was quite interesting. It was kind of part of the learning. And then, there's a lot in the story goes on for a long time, but, you know, we launched with socks. Our community told us that they wanted more than socks, that they wanted underwear. So we launched underwear. We became the world's first brand that offered matching socks and jocks by subscription, you know, made from Egyptian cotton. And, you know, we continued to grow. We won a couple of awards along the way. We're a Westpac Business of Tomorrow, finalist for Startup of the Year. We were the third company or fourth company in Australia to raise. We took our company public and we raised capital through equity crowdfunding. And, you know, that was really cool. What we found was, you know, over 60% of the investment that came through and 60% of our investors were actually subscribers. So these are people telling us that they love what we do. They believe in the model. They believe in the process. You know, they loved everything about us, that they were willing to invest in the company to see it grow, which was, you know, truly, truly humbling. And then early 2019, we began questioning our purpose. And we said, oh, we make these really good products that make people look good and feel good, but is that enough? And the dilemma kind of came from me, where I probably have one of the largest sock drawers in the country. And I came to clear out that drawer and only to realize that you can't do anything with socks in this country due to health and safety and a whole bunch of other regulatory compliance issues, but put them in the bin. Mm. And that didn't seem right. Anyway, so we started looking into it and we fell into this hole of going, well, let's understand the impact of, you know, textile landfill. And that's where we go, okay, this is completely, you know, absolutely scary. And we found, you know, I mean, the one stat that's, you know, there's two stats that scare me, you know, and scared the bejesus out of us that, you know, caused, you know, us to, or drove us to make a change. The first one was that Australians consume 27 kilograms of textiles on average each per year, or purchase that much, and then they discard of 23 kilos, which is, you know, in is horrible. And this all the a lot of that, 95% of it ends up in landfill. Right, so 95% of 23 kilos per person in the country ends up in landfill. And then I go, oh, I like to play with numbers, so let's see what that actually means. And what it means is within a 10-year period, at that rate, not at a growing rate, but at that rate, we would have, as Australians, discarded enough textiles to have covered the total surface area of Australia within 10 years in discarded textiles. That, we are a big country, so that is scary, you know, to say the least. So anyway, we started looking at what we could do and how we could change things, and we started building relationships with textile recyclers, you know, in Australia and globally. And, you know, we found a solution that says that, you know, we can get these socks that have no other home, and we can either reuse them for second life markets. So second life markets, there's a number of them, you know, globally, but essentially what's not good enough for us is definitely good enough for a lot of people. You know, we get rid of things because we don't like them anymore. That's just built into who we are, unfortunately, as a society. You know, and, you know, it's extremely difficult. And I think that's a bigger problem to try and tackle, which is, you know, consumerism, materialism, you know, fast fashion and all that kind of stuff. And then, the other part is, hang on, these socks that would have otherwise ended up in landfill because, you know, this washing machine monster stole your matching pair, or it's, you know, they're torn old, you know, socks. They can be repurposed into new yarns, or we can make something else out of them. You know, there's options out there to go, well, they can be turned into insulation, but they don't have to end up in landfill. And so what we said is when we launched the brand, Marcus, our eldest, he was six months old at the time. And then, you know, last year, he's about to turn five now, and we've got our daughter Isla is about to turn, or just turned three. We said what we do has to be for them. It's not good enough to produce a product. We have to take responsibility for the total life cycle of that product. So we introduced what was to become the world's first circular essentials brand, which essentially means that we will take responsibility for our socks for a lifetime, you know, for the entire life of the sock. When our customers are done with their socks, we will take them back off their hand and we will ensure that they don't end up in landfill. And then we thought, well, what about all these other socks? And we're only this small startup out of Victoria that, you know, yeah, we make waves and we do some pretty cool things, but why don't we just collect everyone else's socks, everyone else's old socks? So we launched what has now become, you know, Start With Socks. And, you know, we launched this thinking we were going to offer people the opportunity to send us back their old, worn, you know, tired socks. And, you know, we would be collecting, you know, a few hundred, maybe a few thousand. And excitingly, we've been on this course now for 5 months, and we have diverted over 500,000 pairs of socks from landfill, which equates to, you know, 13 tons of textiles. So, you know, it's been, so 13,000 kilos, you know, of socks, and, you know, we've only just gotten started. So, you know, and we found ourselves to be, you know, as a result, you know, we've demonstrated that you do the right thing, and you know, people will support you, and, you know, people will advocate you. And, you know, I think, you know, one day in the future, we'd love to tell a story around how sustainability equals success. And I think, you know, we're now in this fortunate position where, yeah, we're pioneers and we're first, and we've done this amazing thing, and we've actually been able to go, all these customers, you know, a lot of these customers now are buying socks from us because we're doing the right thing. And, you know, that can, you know, send a message to people and other brands globally and domestically sooner rather than later that, you know, do good for the planet and, you know, good things will come. So yeah, anyway, it's been a journey. And like I said, you know, we strategically named this Start With Socks because the future is a lot more than socks.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know what to say. I mean, like, that's amazing. That's like, for a company to have the end in mind, I think that's what, you know, is really important, is you're creating these products, but then what happens when people no longer want them? Or, you know, that's what I think is so innovative and inspiring as well. And I think a lot of companies, you will be sort of seen, like you said, as the pioneers, and a lot of companies will be sort of saying, okay, so how did you do that? But I'm curious to know, do you just have a warehouse full of socks at the moment that are like used? Like, have you had to buy more, like, because
so we are very quickly running out of warehouse space. Yes. Yeah. I think last month we had more old socks and socks for recycling in our warehouse than product to sell customers.
Okay.
Which is was a challenge, but we 3 weeks ago we began our separation process. Our separation process actually begins to see us, you know, open every single satchel, so, you know, tens of thousands, and start to identify whether the socks are good for reuse or whether they go to recycling. So we started that 3 weeks ago, which has freed up a little bit more space in the warehouse, and we've been able to unfold the table tennis table again. And so space is a big thing, but you know what, that to have seen what came through and what we separated 3 weeks ago, obviously another separation process will begin in a couple of weeks, but to have seen that and go, shit, we just diverted all of this from ending up in landfill, you know, couldn't make us prouder. And I think just coming into work and just seeing, you know, the impact this has on the team and customers and the comments and the support and advocacy and all that kind of stuff makes it well and truly worthwhile.
Mm. Yeah, that's amazing.
Were you offering up any space? You got a free garage we can use? Is that a loaded question?
No, my husband makes sheds, so I was just thinking in warehouses. I was thinking if you need him to build you another one.
Perfect. Awesome.
No, I was actually thinking that of so what tends to happen is when these programs, kind of get introduced is that there's such a huge community response that sometimes there has to be a hold on stuff. It's kind of like, oh, hang on, we can't take any more. For example, like things like Replast. So with the soft plastic, sometimes having to say to companies and to, they can't, that was kind of developed to help some big companies, and then it's been introduced into small, like to obviously households to be able to recycle soft plastic through the Red Cycle program. But at times Replast has had to say, we can't take any more, so then it's again, anecdotal recycling, things get stockpiled, that sort of stuff because of, so I was just curious to know that if it was such a huge, if you were only anticipating, say, 100 to thousands, that, and then it's gone to 13 tons, how's the impact been in your being able to manage that?
It's definitely been, it's been challenging, but, we are very fortunate in the fact that we are a wild, rogue, pioneering bunch. That, with every challenge that is presented, we have to overcome it. We don't have the support and the luxury of multiple resources at our disposal, or, we haven't been around for 20 years to have a bank balance and, of hundreds and tens of millions of dollars or anything like that. So we just have to make do. And I think fortunately for us, and I think this is where the challenge probably comes for other people is, this has been an absolute shift in what we do, but we are resilient and we adapt to that change and we make it happen. And that's what we do. The classic, traditional startup, get shit done mentality, just make it happen. And, we're at the moment, we're faced with, a dilemma with, and a challenge with, COVID-19 and what that means. We're thinking about, if people are working from home and, social distancing and that type of thing, what model, how can we amend and change our model to continue to divert textiles from landfill and make it easy for our, consumers without having to stop? So, fortunately for us, it's just whatever challenge we're going to be faced with, we just have to overcome it, and it's all part of the learning. We just got to make it happen. Like, we have to stay true to our cause.
Yeah, and there's going to be probably a lot of decluttering that's going to happen over the next little time if people are sort of having to, self-isolate and be stuck at home and clean out the cupboards and the drawers and all that sort of stuff. So you might get another 13 ton that might come in over the next couple of weeks.
This morning it was about, this is a real, an opportunistic time for us to, get that message to customers and to, the general public that, hey, you're at home, why not have a bit of a cleanup? And we're still operating in a different capacity and a different model at the moment, but we can still handle this and we'll make it work. So absolutely. It's challenging times. You can look at it as a challenge or you can treat it as opportunity, and we've always done that and we continue, we'll continue to do so. So
I'm curious as to what percentage of your business is now based around the sock recycling versus the sock subscription and sale and undie sales.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. We have seen an enormous swing, to say the least. So we probably went from, and this has been an extremely, a challenge, but we've gone from, 70, 60 to 70% subscription and, you know, 30-40% sales. So, you know, people just buying boxes direct without subscribing, to probably a 50-50 of subscription and sales, and then 50 on recycling. So it's had a tremendous swing on, you know, absurd swing on our company operations. So yeah, and the way the brand has managed through. So yeah, we've seen an enormous swing. And it's only, it continues to increase towards the recycling.
But I think that's also, like, people are very conscious about that. So that's almost like a way of, you know, saving on your marketing budget. Do you know what I mean? To a degree. I mean, it's probably not in terms of finances like that, but saving on your marketing and your promo budget. And then if people know you as, you know, you've got that, you're really conscious about that sort of message. And I think more and more people are becoming conscious of it and wanting to see what companies are doing and are asking, you know, so what happens, you know, how do you run your company? What's your sustainability policy, all that sort of stuff. So if you kind of put yourself, if you're putting yourself out there as you are one of those companies that does actually, you know, do that, then I, you know, like, you can kind of look at it as maybe that's one way of
getting. Absolutely. And I think, you know, we've seen that with things like Planet Ark, you know, calling out three textile recyclers in the country. There is Zara, there is H&M, and then there is Manrags. It's quite, you know, I mean, it's a funny little thing, that, but, you know, unfortunately, we're only at this stage collecting socks and, you know, diverting socks out of landfill. But, you know, there's plans for the future. I mean, the other challenge is, you know, our products traditionally have been men's, to men's subscription. We do offer women's socks. We had a women's brand that we ran for a year, you know, separate to Manrags, which we've now brought into, combined into the brand. But I'm happy to share with you guys that within the next 2 months, we will be launching children's socks, more women's options, athletic socks, because that's what our customers are asking of us. And that's, you know, we've always been community driven. They drove us to, you know, release the underwear and launch the underwear. And just like that, our community now is asking us for something else. And, you know, we're not going to go and produce a product and hope to sell it, because I think that's part of the problem here, of just creating product for the sake of creating product and bringing it to the market. So, you know, for us, sustainability is saying, well, let's not, you know, overproduce, and that's what we need, and get what people are asking of us. So yeah, we're pretty excited to be bringing that stuff to life, and obviously with that will come some, you know, branding changes and a whole bunch of other stuff that we're working on. So,
oh, that's exciting.
Watch this.
Yeah, very
awesome.
That's great. I'm wrapped for you, because I think more and more now, I think consumers in Australia and potentially around the world are becoming a bit more globally aware of where they're buying their products and what they're spending their money on. And to see that translate into the change, like the shift in your business, is only a good thing. We will always recommend brands that are proactive in trying to kind of stop the tap of consumerism and all this stuff that we're sending to landfill. So for you to be able to offer a wider range of things just makes it easier for us to, and everyone to kind of go to you for more product. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the big thing for us is, you know, yes, we pioneered this, and yes, you know, we entered the unknown. And, you know, very early feedback has been very, very positive. But, you know, there's a lot of questions, and, you know, we've been honest and been, you know, and start with socks as a slogan or as a brand is more than just, you know, there's a lot of meaning behind it. And, you know, our response has been quite honest and transparent to everyone, is we don't know what we don't know, but we're going to make a difference. We're going to try, and we're going to start with socks. you know, and what we would love is for you to support us with that. Don't crucify brands and anyone for trying to do anything. But it's this type of stuff that helps us learn. And like I mentioned earlier, then at some point we can say, hey, other brands, this is what we did. This is how we did it. Here's the playbook. Everything is visible and, you know, on our website. We're not hiding anything. We've got all our partners and everyone we're working with all up there because we want other people to go, hey, what are you doing? Ask the questions. And yeah, we can all make a difference. We individually and just, you know, as a brand, we can't change the world, but together with groups, if we, you know, if everyone does something, we will see a change.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this current, pandemic is a perfect example of that. If everyone does the right thing and does this social distancing and looks after one another, maybe we're not seeing that in the supermarkets, but, you know, do the right thing and look out for each other, by your small change will make a bigger difference. So it's quite, yeah, it's the right thing to do. And we're still learning. We don't have all the answers. And I think you'll see that on all of our social media posts. We don't have all the answers yet. I mean, the separation process, for example, is a completely, you know, foreign process to anyone in the world. No one's ever done that before. So, you know, there's learnings that are coming out of that, but they will help form the next stage. But we have to start somewhere. And we start with socks.
I love that. So to wrap up, if there was, what would be your one, I mean, maybe start with socks. Is your one sustainability kind of tip that you could share to our community? But we just kind of always ask our guests that if there was one, it could be personal or it could be about the business. If there was one thing that they could do in the aspect of sustainability, what tip would you give them?
Yeah, look, I think we've identified that, you know, the reuse of, you know, product or whatever it is, you know, something that we don't look at too much. But I think it begins, you know, it's from the very beginning when we're buying things, we're looking at what, you know, what are we buying and do I need this? Is it the right thing to buy? How long is, you know, does it, will it have a longer life? Is it, but you know, for me, selfishly, from a you know, brand perspective, you know, we want to see Start With Socks blow up and, you know, start with cleaning out your sock drawer, you know, or don't put your socks in the bin. That's all you have to do. Don't jump online, you know, order a satchel and don't put your socks in the bin. Fill up the satchel, send it back to us and let us keep it out of landfill. That's the one thing that, you know, people can start with and do that. And as we grow this thing, you are then part of this amazing community that, you know, truly together we can, you know, eradicate and, you know, maybe one day eradicate, but significantly reduce textile landfill and the impact.
Fantastic. So thank you, good. Michael. What a really simple thing to start with for everybody. That's everybody has a sock drawer that they can open up and start cleaning out. And it's so easy. You've made it so easy. I've got two satchels downstairs in my laundry that are just collecting the odd ones as the washing machine eats them. And it's so simple, but such a nice way to get started on your journey of sustainability.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And thank you to both of you for having me and also for having this podcast. I think there's, you know, I go through my either Spotify or my podcast app, and you know, the more sustainability podcasts out there that are just sharing messages and sharing ways that we can make a difference. People don't know what they don't know, and it's thanks to people like you that, you know, sharing these messages, which is truly going to make a difference as well. So, thank you both very much.
Awesome. You're welcome. So thank you so much for your time. So we'll let you go, and maybe I'll see you down at Soho for a coffee.
Sounds great.
Hey everybody, Lisa here. Since recording this interview with Michael, Manrags have brought forward an exciting new initiative that is tackling the clothing waste problem in Australia head on. They are now taking all clothing, not just socks, everything, clothing as well as shoes, and preparing them for recycling, keeping them out of landfill. Better still, they'll collect them from your door, people. In this time of no going out and no contact, they will come and arrange a courier to come and collect them straight from your house. How convenient is that? So for details and to find out how you can jump on board, head to manrags.com.au. As always, Jackie and I would love to hear what you guys have done with regard to recycling or cutting down your textile waste, how you're trying to do new things, and if you have any tips for our community or how we can help you to become a more sustainable you. Until then, see you soon. Bye.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram at Sustainable You Pod, on Facebook at Sustainable You Podcast, or you can email us at sustainableyoupod@gmail.com. Episodes are created and produced by Lisa and Jackie.
Greens, that bunny, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.